Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of the Bleep Bloop podcast. It's been a minute, but we're back. And this time, I am talking about why I think that Steam events are some of the best events. So, every month, usually, Steam will put on some type of fest, right? Where they'll promote and advertise some of the best games for whatever that particular event is. For example, if you go all the way back to May, if I'm not mistaken, they did a race car, Steam Racing Fest, where pretty much any race car game that you could think of that was available on Steam was part of this festival. So, and then sometimes they'll even show new games or demos or early access games that are specifically released for that festival. They always do the Steam Next Fest. They do that like twice a year. They recently did their Steam 3000 summer sale, which went on for a while. I think it went on for a good month and a half, 2 months, if I'm not mistaken. Like I said, they had the Steam VR festival. They had the Steam Survival Fest. They also do partnerships with sometimes publishers where publishers will actually be on the front page. It's like the when I was part of the Indie House festival, where it was seven indie publishers got together for essentially a fest where they advertised new games, showed trailers for games that were coming out. There were some demos that were available, and there were updates for games that had already been released. So that was really cool too. I just always enjoy them because, you know, when you go to Steam and you look at, well, what is new? And then they got this fest going on. It's like, oh, wow, there's all this new stuff. And then maybe it's a genre. Like, I really like race car games. I just don't play them as much as I used to. But when, like, seeing the racing fest, you see all types of different racing games. Everything from AAA titles to indie titles, you know, games that are part of major franchises. You know, the franchise might be on sale. You know, some of the older games and the newer ones might be discounted. So I just think that's really cool. And I also really like the Steam Next Fest, because the Steam Next Fest, as an indie game lover, you really get to see all of the indie games that are getting ready to come out from specific genres. So, you know, I get to see Metroidvanias, you know, that I've been keeping my eye on. Maybe there's updates for them, maybe there's a demo that's available, and then you really get to dive into those. So I always enjoy that. I think that's really cool. The one they had just recently, if I'm not mistaken, was the Steam Survival Fest, and that was August 1st. It ran pretty much from August 1st to August 8th. They don't always go for a long time, but they do last usually a week. Sometimes the bigger ones last a couple weeks. I know the Steam Summer, Steam 3000 Summer Sale went for a long time, but that was more of a sale kind of thing. The fests usually are about a week, or, you know, 5 to 6 days maybe, at a minimum. And I don't want this episode to sound like I'm sponsored or something by Steam, because I'm not. But I just really do like that. I think I think it's just cool that, you know, they have these different things that go on. So it keeps you tapped in to checking out, you know, what is available, what's coming out. And sometimes if they're really big, like, for example, Gamescom, I know that's going on right now. There's a clickable banner, and you can go to a landing page that has, you know, same thing, stuff that's coming soon, recommended for you by genre, demos. And I think that's really, really, that's just really cool. I really, really like that. You know, you get to see the trailers. You get to see more info about games that they showcased. You see devs playing some of the games. And I think this is where a lot of the indie games really shine. You know, you get a lot of the AAA titles that, are available, but then you also get to see those indie titles, which, and again, this is why I like these events, you know, because maybe there's a game that I'm looking at, you know, like Planet of Lana. I click it and it has a whole bunch of information, and then, oh, bam, hey, there's a demo available. I mean, not really, but, you know, maybe this was one of them. Or maybe I only got to see a little glimpse of the trailer during the, you know, the opening night live, but I go here and I can get more information, you know? And I mean, I guess you could do that on any site, but I think if like you're actually on Steam at that time, you know, it makes it a little bit easier. It keeps everything centrally located. So that's just something that I really like. And I also like how, as they've done these, they've started to really follow a familiar user experience, you know, template. I've kind of seen the same thing ever since. There was one, I think it was the Indiegogo sale, I think that's what it was, and the way the user experience was set up, the interface, I really liked it. And then from that point on, they kind of started doing the same thing, because for a while I think they were all a little bit different, but now they all look like they're kind of similar. But I mean, you know, I just love these events. I think that if, you know, PlayStation does it well too, they kind of, you know, whenever they promote sales, at least, they're right there, you know, they're just one click, when you're on the PlayStation store, and then you go to, you know, that sale page, and then all the games are on sale with the most popular ones at the top, and then the unknowns towards the bottom. But I think that if, you know, Game Pass did something similar, like, you know, you got your day zero releases, if they kind of, or maybe they rallied behind, hey, all of these horror games are on sale this month, or maybe it's all these survival games, you know, or maybe there's a publisher that's on sale at that particular moment, or they want to just promote like their Metroidvanias or platformers or first person shooters that are on Game Pass. They run like a only on Game Pass first person shooter festival, and you know, that's, you know, generic title, you could change it however you want, but you get the idea. I think that that would just, I feel like, would put more eyes on Game Pass, you know, because you want to try to convert people to buying those products so you can turn a profit. But I think the way that Steam does it, they just do it so naturally that I just think that it doesn't feel forced, at least for me. That's one of the main things I look for when I go to Steam, is like, yo, is there any type of festival going on or any type of promotional thing going on, you know? And then sometimes I find something like, oh, wow, that's dope. Now, there have been some times that I didn't like, where like there might have been something I found from Twitter, but then when I went to Steam, I could not find it. So I do think that the interface could be updated a little bit. Like in the store section, it has the news, right? So you could click news, but unless it's an active event that they're promoting, you're not going to see it in events, you know? So that, I think that that part right there could be tweaked a little bit, but I mean, it still is the best thing going. I don't even think Epic does any type of event stuff like that. I think they just promote games on sale, you know, whatever. Everything else is just really around sales. Now, I mean, you know, that is a good marketing tool if you ask me. You know, you call it Survival Fest and it's survival games. But you know what else I have noticed too, though, is they will show people that are live playing those games. So I think that that's not a bad move. I think that's a really good look for Steam and how they're doing it. So yeah, that's why I think Steam events are the best. But I just love events in general, you know. So in any case, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you like, subscribe. Can't say click a notification bell because there ain't no video to this, but make sure you like it. And if you really want to take time, leave a comment, you know, give me a review. They always help. All right, until the next one, y'all. Peace.